Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the 2% Solution Podcast, where we dive into the tiny tweaks that make the biggest leaps in our daily lives. I'm your host, Diamond Well, and today we will talk about a word. Oh, but it's just not any word. It's the worst four-letter C word in the English language. And oh, it's not what you might be thinking. Get your minds out of there. We're talking about the word can't. You heard me right, can't. In short, punchy, and without a doubt, holding us back in life in so many ways. But don't worry, this episode isn't a lecture. Think of it more like a roast of a word. So let's understand why can't is the ultimate dream killer and how we can kick it to the curb. Now let's start with a bit of a chuckle. Have you ever noticed how can't is more like that one friend who's always a dumper Dave? You say, I want to start my own business. And can't says, well, what if you fail? You say, I want to learn how to dance. And can't is like, but what if you have two left feet? It's like you cannot. Can't? Can you please stop? But seriously, the word can't is often a reflection of our own limiting beliefs. It's like a giant stop sign in our minds that says, no, this is as far as we go. But why do we do that to ourselves? Studies have shown that our limiting beliefs, often encapsulated by the word can't, are rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, you name it. It's human nature to protect ourselves from potential harm. But when did not trying become safer than failing? Think about it. The greatest achievements in history were made by people who looked at can't, laughed at it, and did it anyway. Can you imagine if the Wright brothers listened to can't? We might still be taking boats across the Atlantic. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. How do we overcome this pesky little word? First off, awareness is key. Recognizing, quite literally, when we're saying can't and ask ourselves, is this truly not possible or am I just a little bit afraid of trying? More often than not, we all discover that it's more of the latter. Next, try reframing that thinking. Instead of saying can't, try saying, no, maybe not right now, but I can learn. It's not just wordplay. It's a mindset shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And guess what? Studies have shown that people with growth mindset are more likely to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals because they believe they can. And let's not forget about the power of yet. I can't do this yet. It's a powerful reminder that our abilities are not fixed. We are constantly evolving, learning, and growing. So the next time you catch yourself saying can't, add a yet at the end and see how it changes your perspective. So in closing, let's make a pact to ditch can't from our vocabulary. It's not about ignoring our limitations, but not letting them define us. It's choosing to be someone who can, or even better, someone who chooses to. So let's choose to live a life of possibilities, not limitations. I'm Diamond Well, and you've been listening to the 2% Solution Podcast. If you enjoyed this roast of the word can't, give the show a like. Maybe share it with a friend or two. And don't forget to subscribe for more insights on how tiny changes can make a massive impact on your life. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. Until next time, keep pushing your boundaries, keep challenging the status quo, and most importantly, keep believing in the power of yet. Catch you on the flip side.